No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Tuesday, the 23rd day of February 2021. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. As many Texans continue to work their way through the ripple effects of last week's storm and outages, there's little question that the operator of the electrical grid system in Texas is in the hot seat. Not only are lawmakers planning investigations and the governor demanding the resignation of the chief of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, and demanding changes, too. Lawsuits are mounting against the independent nonprofit. One of the cases getting a lot of attention right now involves a family in Conroe that's filed suit against ERCOT following the death of their 11-year-old son. The Houston attorney handling the case for the plaintiffs says the boy died of hypothermia last week after the temperature in his house plunged for an extended period of time due to the blackouts ERCOT imposed. But this is far from the only case being filed against ERCOT, and though the attorney for the family in Conroe claims his could be a landmark case, according to the Texas Tribune, there's another case that has already worked its way up to the Texas Supreme Court, one completely unrelated to the storm, by the way, that could decide a question at the very heart of all these new lawsuits ERCOT is facing or will soon face over its handling of last week's storm. Namely, can ERCOT be sued in the first place, or is it protected by sovereign immunity? For some background and a look ahead to these new legal challenges, we're joined by Paul Takahashi. He is energy reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Paul, welcome back to The Standard.
Thanks for having me.
There are already several lawsuits mounting against ERCOT. Tell us a little bit more about these suits. Most or many involve loss of life, as I understand it.
That's correct. You mentioned the case of Christian Pavon, the 11-year-old boy in Conroe who died in his bed from suspected hypothermia. There's another case in Harris County. Attorneys for the family of Doyle Austin filed suit against ERCOT and the utility CenterPoint after he also died, after he lost power and heat for days. There have been a number of cases also in Dallas that have been filed against ERCOT and utilities there, saying that they failed to maintain and winterize their infrastructure to withstand the freezing temperatures after similar freezes occurred in 1989 and in 2011. So, there have been more cases, more lawsuits that are expected in the coming days and weeks ahead.
But you write that those suits may ultimately be futile, thanks to ERCOT having what's called sovereign immunity. What does that mean exactly?
So sovereign immunity, it's a well-established legal principle that protects governments and governmental agencies from lawsuits that seek monetary damages. Its history comes from the British common law, in which, the king can do no wrong, that principle there. And that immunity sort of protects governments and agencies from being paralyzed by the threat of lawsuits when they conduct their business.
Governments, let me stop you right there, but governments and agencies are protected. What about private, nonprofit entities, corporations like ERCOT is?
Right. That's the big question before the Supreme Court is whether ERCOT should be granted this immunity, given that they are a private nonprofit corporation that doesn't receive any taxpayer funding. And so that's the key question that's before the Supreme Court in this Panda Power case.
Let's stop down for just a second. You mentioned Panda Power case. This is a case that goes back to what, 2016? What's that about?
Sure. So Panda Power, it's a Dallas-based power generator company that built three power plants last decade in response to ERCOT's report calling for more power plants in the wake of the ice storm in 2011. Now, Panda spent more than $2 billion to build these power plants, but they ultimately ended up losing billions of dollars when that demand didn't actually materialize. So Panda sued ERCOT in state court in 2016, alleging fraud and negligent representation and breach of fiduciary duty on the part of ERCOT in their reporting and projections for more power. And Panda Power is seeking $2.7 billion in damages from ERCOT.
And ERCOT is saying we have sovereign immunity, and that's the case that's before the Texas Supreme Court, and it's due to be decided in the summer. But you think about the stakes after the winter storm. You have a lot of people who are now suing, demanding justice. If ERCOT is on the hook for these claims, ERCOT says we'll have to pass along those costs. Those costs will be passed along to the rest of the state, and people will be paying higher bills if it doesn't wipe out ERCOT. On the other hand, if the court holds in favor of ERCOT, there are going to be a lot of justices who could be in great political trouble with upset folks, Texans, who don't like this idea of sovereign immunity being extended to corporations.
That's correct. So a unique thing about judges here in Texas, they are elected or they face re-election. And so the Supreme Court, justices, they are under immense political pressure now to hold ERCOT accountable for what happened last week and the catastrophic power failure there. They have a conservative majority, and you know, the conservatives are very unlikely to legislate from the bench. But on the other hand, yes, they are going to be upset voters in the ballot box who will be even more upset and outraged if they extend this immunity. And so they're definitely in a tricky position right now.
Paul Takahashi is business reporter for the Houston Chronicle. We'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Paul, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.